Growing up here in Springfield, I had many opportunities to meet many different kinds of people. And as you would suspect, I was introduced to many different outlooks and lifestyles. Some kept their thoughts and feelings close to the vest, while others, there was no doubt what was going on in their head. Some were cautious, and others jumped in with both feet. Some were tight-fisted with their cash, while others received a thrill by picking up the check. Today we're going to look at generosity. Thank God for the generous. There are many examples in the Bible about those being generous with what they have. Let's start in the book of Luke, chapter 18. We read of a certain ruler who asked Jesus a compelling question. Verse 18 there begins, "Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother.' And he said, 'All these things I have kept from my youth.' So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, 'You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.' But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich." Along those same lines, let's visit Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 44. This occurs just after the beginning of the New Testament church, and it reads this way: "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need." These are two examples to show us that we are to be generous with what we have. The flip side of this thought is found in Acts chapter 5, starting in verse 1, where we read of Ananias and Sapphira. We have heard this story many times, and looking at it from a generosity standpoint, we see that they were giving, but their heart was not in it at all. And since God sees the heart, according to 1 Peter verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 4, he knows what our intentions are. Ananias and Sapphira were not willing to disclose the full amount, and God had no mercy on their souls. Therefore, we can expect the same on Judgment Day, when we stand in front of the Almighty God, when we do not give of ourselves fully. We can also look at generosity and how we share the gospel to others. We know that according to Mark 15:15-16, we are to go and teach everyone, not just the ones that we think are good prospects. We need to realize that all souls need to hear the good news. Let's be generous in our giving of our knowledge of God. One last verse, and the devo is yours. In Luke 6:38, Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." This verse states logically that if we give in a good spirit, we will also reap many spiritual benefits. Thanks for your time. I hope you have a great day.